I got to go back to a couple of things we were just talking about, and then I'll get to your top three stories. So the we're saying one of the, first of all, a survey came out and ranked the worst Halloween candies, and the number one worst Halloween candy was Circus Peanuts, and then followed by candy corn. Last year, candy corn was number one. Now it's Circus Peanuts. Got text says, I love Circus Peanuts, but I think candy corn tastes terrible. But most people do not like Circus Peanuts. Don't pass those out.
And I mean, I like Circus Peanuts when I go to like Cracker Barrel or something. Like, I don't want it in my Halloween bucket.
Circus Peanuts are the foamy ones, aren't they?
It's the candy foam.
They're not peanut peanuts. They're just a foamy candy.
Ignore me.
You're thinking peanut peanuts. You're thinking real peanuts.
I'm thinking they're putting peanuts to the kids. Like, that's not candy.
Oh, no, that would be rude. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's already rude enough to do Circus Peanuts. The first Circus Peanuts are the ones that are like marshmallow.
I don't think I've had those. Yeah. Well, if I haven't had them, then they're not that good.
they're like marshmallow shape. They look like peanuts, but they're marshmallows.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what those are. Then we've got, we were talking about the sign of the apocalypse was there's a brewery coming out with a beer that pairs perfectly with White Castle burgers, which if you're not familiar with White Castle, that's more up north, but it's like the same thing as Crystal's. It's just up north. And I was just like, whoa. And here's a Texas, what do you have against White Castle burgers? I actually don't. Every now and then you just get a craving for something like that. And I mean, I admit, look, I'm somebody who tries to eat clean as best as possible. I try to eat plant-based and stuff. But every now and then, like I said, you just got to go get a burger. You just got to get a steak. Just every now and then you got to go get some pulled pork. Every now and then you got to go get a Crystal's burger or a McDonald's burger. Just a single, like, or a Big Mac. I mean, just every now and then you just got to go get it. Just you get the taste buds for it. I don't have anything against it. But pairing a beer with it? Come on. Now, I got another text here that says, that beer already exists. It's called Natty Light. That's funny right there. That's hilarious. Yeah, and here's another one. And this is what I was saying. Black licorice should be number one by far. Absolutely disgusting. It was number nine on the list. I ran into somebody recently. I don't even remember who it was. So I ran into somebody recently who likes black licorice. I'm like, you don't really like black licorice. You just might eat it because you like to torture yourself, right? Like, no, I love black licorice. I'm like, I don't even know how to respond. Like, I don't even know why black licorice exists unless it's for poison. It must be medicine. That's the only reason why you would have something that tastes like that is because it's medicine. It must do something good for you because otherwise it's not a candy. It's nasty. I totally agree. What? Okay. Somebody texted in here. If you mix candy corn and peanuts, it tastes just like a payday bar. Stop playing. Now I kind of want to try it though. Definitely. Like, what's the proper mixture? You got to text back. Give me the proper mixture of candy corn and the peanuts. You're talking about real peanuts in this case, not the circus peanuts, right? Or are you talking about the circus peanuts mixed with candy corn? Oh, my goodness. Now I'm all kinds of flustered. I don't know. Stop playing. Black jelly beans are amazing. No, they're not. It's like when you get those, it's like you're playing the bamboozled game. If you played the bamboozled game with the jelly beans, some of them are vomit. Some of them are snot and things like that. You get a black licorice. It's like, hey, I wasn't playing the bamboozled. Why did I get this one in here? Yeah. That's not, no. Handful of candy corn, handful of peanuts. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to give that a little try. That sounds interesting. All right. So I had to catch up on some of those texts right there. Top three stories here for you. We talked a little bit about last hour. Elon Musk visited Twitter today ahead of the $44 billion deal closing. He says he's going to close on Friday. Then, and what we talked about last hour is that despite rumors that he's going to lay off 75% of the staff, the employees wrote a letter to Elon Musk with their demands. Like, you lost your mind? Like, do you not know how this thing works? You got to prove that you're worth keeping on. You signing a letter going, this is, oh, thanks for being my boss. Now let me tell you what to do as my boss. That's not how it works. Oh, San Francisco, they cracked me up. All right. Russians dig in to defend the city of Kherson. And according to a report, Joe Biden made a secret Saudi deal to ease gas prices right before the midterm elections. And apparently, that deal fell apart. Oh, yeah. Not cool, man. Oh, well. Well, I want to, that's what I want to talk about a little bit here. Apparently, so President Biden has been tweeting out, he's been putting on Facebook, all kinds of information about gas prices. And fact, one of them was basically him posted a chart that it shows the gas prices like way high and just, it's a downtrending line chart. And it was like, wow, all right, that's pretty good. Downtrending line chart, that's what we want, right? Need to be able to see things coming down. He tweeted out just 3 hours ago, good news, we're seeing continued progress bringing down prices at the pump as costs decline, now going into the third straight week, and now it's in every state across the country. And then, as I stated, he put this line chart out there, real big, national average gas prices, and it just has gas prices super high, and now they just dropped, and it says gas prices have decreased for 2 weeks and are down by more than $1.20 since their June peak. That's saving American families with two cars about $130 per month. And then he says, we're in the right direction. We're headed in the right direction. So I went on to the U.S. Energy Information Administration's website, which tracks monthly and weekly, actually, gas prices. And I did a line chart of my own of, okay, what does it look like from the time that he took office? Not even when he was elected, but when he took office in January of 2020 till now. 2021 until now. And that line chart goes up. Yes, since June, it has been coming down. But even where it is now is still considerably higher than where it was when he took office. This is what I'm talking about, misinformation. He puts out this chart. He puts it on. Of course, he doesn't do it. His staff did it. But they put out this chart on Facebook that only shows the last 4 months. It only shows the previous 4 months. It's like, look at gas prices since Biden's been president. They've been plummeting. It's like, give the whole picture. Why don't you? How about you show that in January 2021 until March of 2022, the gas prices steadily climbed, steadily climbed, steadily climbed, steadily climbed. And then they shot up in March, April, May, June, July, and June, and then started to creep down in July. And then now they have really come down pretty good since then, but it's still where the price is now is still considerably higher than where it was in March of 2021. He's not even showing the full year. Oy vey, this guy, this administration. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Slow moving traffic. If you're heading towards Pace from Pensacola, you're going to see traffic on both Highway 90 and I-10. On Highway 90, that's due to construction going on the causeway. You'll start seeing these delays on either Scenic Highway or Davis Highway as you get to the intersection with the Tom Thumb right before the causeway. Eastbound directions only open one lane. So definitely some slow traffic there. As well as on I-10, if you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction, you'll start seeing some delays on I-10 after the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is moving, but it's just slow moving. It's real busy right now with everyone taking an alternative route. So keep that in mind. Expect some slowdowns. 29, both north and southbound lanes are checking in clear. Everyday afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, heavy delays in both directions. 98, checking in clear, nothing really to slow you down on Gulf Breeze Parkway, as well as throughout Tiger Point and Navarre. 98's moving nicely. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, we're talking about the gas prices, and I got a texter says, don't you remember when the prices were going up? He said there was nothing he could do about it. Now that they're going down, he's taking credit. Yep. What was the website you said you used for gas prices? U.S. Energy Information Administration's website. It's EIA.gov. Pretty simple. EIA.gov. Energy Information Administration. So EIA.gov, that's where it has the weekly and monthly gas prices. those are the official ones from the government they follow. I mean, you can follow, like, you can go to like Gas Buddy or something, but I like to look at the official one from the government. And then we've got somebody else saying here, and he's not saying he had to tap in our emergency reserves to do it, to fix his own policies. Oh, good point. I didn't even think about that. Like, okay, so the gas prices have been falling the past couple of months, but we're depleting our energy reserves, our emergency oil reserves. Good point. I didn't even bring that part up. We got other people saying black licorice is the best. What is happening? Black licorice is the best. And we got somebody else who's saying candy corn mixed with peanuts does taste like a payday. It's awesome. All right. I'm going to have to give that a try then. All right. And then let's see here. Hey, Bobby, what did you think of the DeSantis-Chris debate the other night? Love to hear your comments on it. Personally, I thought Chris was very canned, very repetitive. Not open. I shared my thoughts yesterday. You can listen to the whole thoughts on the podcast of our website or go to our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store to listen. But real quick, I feel like what Chris has been saying, what DeSantis has been saying is what DeSantis has been saying to me. Charlie Crist showed his hypocrisy when in 1 minute he was talking about shutting down, like he would have continued the lockdowns. He would support mandated COVID vaccines. And then within 15 minutes was trying to defend a 12-year-old's right to have a mastectomy and sex change by saying you should allow people to choose for themselves what they want to do with their own body and what they want to do with their own health. And I'm like, wait a minute, 15 minutes ago, So you support somebody choosing their own health and having the right to choose as long as it's not with COVID. With COVID, you're going to tell us what's best for us in your mind. Hey, to me, it's just the hypocrisy of it. I just couldn't take it. No. Okay, I don't know if I agree with this one. Eating black licorice is like eating a bucket of boogers? I've never had a bucket of boogers, so I have to take your word for it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up next, Top Trending News.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here. We're talking about what's your opinions of Charlie Crist, Governor DeSantis debate. And I was saying to me, it just highlighted Charlie Crist's hypocrisy. He would say one thing one moment, say something completely different the next. And I highlighted one specific area that really stood out to me. And I got a text here that says, well, Charlie Crist is a lifelong flip-flopper. Yeah, I just didn't realize he would do it like in the middle of one debate. I wasn't expecting that. The one thing I didn't bring this up yesterday. I didn't want to say this because I did criticize Charlie Crist, and I didn't really say anything about Governor DeSantis. But I do want to say this: if he does, I did say okay, he would not commit to serving all 4 years. I mean, I had a few texts about that. Said I prefer no answer than something that we all know would be a lie. Oh, good point. Okay. But the other thing I didn't say was the one negative. If he is going to go on the national stage and run for president down the road, he's going to have to work on his facial expressions in the debate. Now, I listened to it on the radio here, so I wasn't really watching the video until later when I was show prepping and I was trying to pull audio clips out, and I'm watching it. I was like, why does he look like he's about to kick Charlie Crist in the teeth? Like, he looked peeved off the whole time. And even though I know a lot of people are like, yeah, I like that fire in him on a national stage, it's not gonna play well. People want somebody who's even headed. They want you to be strong and aggressive and everything, but even headed when you do so. And he just looked peeved off. Didn't you think so? Or am I just no?
Yeah, I could see that.
He looked angry the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Charlie better not walk across the stage. This ain't going in well for him. So, yeah. Yes, and I do understand that. I totally understand what this point. They both agreed before the debate not to ask each other questions. So why would Governor DeSantis entertain one of Charlie Crist's questions? And I understood that too. And to me, it was not him. And that's why he took it. It was like, what? Well, I'm supposed to answer his questions now. And so I don't think it was him purposely saying like, I won't, you know, I'm not gonna commit to that question. I don't think it was that either. But you know, when it's a simple yes, you know, you would do that. Anyway, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we do have a couple slowdowns throughout our area. First off, if you're heading towards Pace from Pensacola, you're gonna see slow traffic any way you go. This is going to be Highway 90. The causeway is down to one lane in the eastbound direction, causing some heavy delays. If you're heading towards the Scenic Highway Davis intersections where you start seeing that, it does clear up before you get to Woodbine. But, you know, use some patience because you're going to be in traffic. And then if you decide to take I-10, you're also going to be in traffic. We have slow traffic as you're approaching Avalon Boulevard on I-10 in the eastbound direction. This is going to start right after you get off the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is moving, but it's busy and slow moving. So keep that in mind, too. Don't get surprised when you start getting into traffic there. Also, we have some major slowdowns on Airport Boulevard as well as Brett Lane right now. It's just really busy. Don't have a report of an accident or anything. But if you're moving westbound towards Davis Highway on Airport, it's backed up past 9th Avenue as well as Brett Lane. So keep that in mind, too. You're going to have to sit in some traffic there as well. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Just call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. A couple more texts here about DeSantis Crist. Now Ron is Crist's quote of the night. Yeah, it seems like it was every time. Now Ron, you lie again. That would be his quote of the night. DeSantis just has resting politician face. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, here's another thing about black licorice. Too much black licorice can deplete potassium levels and cause heart arrhythmias. You know what? There's another good reason just to avoid it. Not only does it taste nasty, it's bad for your potassium. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The Biden administration stressing that conversations to get WNBA star Brittany Griner out of Russian prison have not stopped. Talking to reporters today, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says the talks are ongoing. He was, of course, reacting to remarks that were previously made by a Kremlin spokesman that said any prisoner exchange needs to be negotiated in secret. If you're a fan of award shows, you might be interested in knowing that Kenan Thompson is going to be hosting the People's Choice Awards again this year. It's his second consecutive year hosting the People's Choice Awards. He's also a nominee for his work on SNL. And fans can go to votepca.com and cast their vote for their favorites in movies and TV, music, pop culture, all of that. Those awards broadcast in December on NBC and ETV. And there was a big announcement today, Bobby, from the Florida USO.
Collectively been combining operations in this strategy, and one USO executive director has been named to run all state operations for the USO, and that has been named me. I've been named that. That is me.
And that is Dana Cervantes, who's going to be the new director for the USO, and that's across the whole state of Florida. She says their consolidations giving them a more collective and consistent operation. So some big news there for the USO.
Yeah, very nice. I saw that as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you very much there. I want to hit this story. Nope, I don't have time. So instead, I'm going to hit this story because this one makes me laugh. And, you know, if I have to choose, I'm going to laugh. It's happened in Santa Rosa County. Bill Lewis has a dispute with D.R. Horton Construction Company. He said they poured a driveway over his right-of-way. The property sits at the corner of 10 Mile Road and Dewey Jernigan Road. He put up a fence along the property, blocking the driveway to a new home. And, well, now there's pigs inside the fence. That's right. He created a pig pen over the driveway portion that he says is his property. So, yeah. According to online records, it does look like he owns that slice of land. He bought the right of way back in 2010. D.R. Horton owns all the properties next to it, so they're having a bit of a thing, but now he's got a pig pen there. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So the Pensacola Egg Fest is going to be coming up here pretty soon. And with that, there is, well, for a limited time, actually, you can purchase a demo egg that they're going to use at the Egg Fest. You could pre-purchase it at 25% off. 60 extra large and large eggs are available. 10 mini max eggs are going to be used for the event. So, of course, they're going to pre-season it for you so they can cook on them. And then when the event's over, you get to take yours home. And you got to pre-purchase it with 25% discount. So, pretty nice deal right there. Just go to PensacolaEggFest.com to reserve yours today. Coming up here this Sunday is the Pensacola Humane Society's Barktoberfest. And it's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's going to be a 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Community Maritime Park. Check out some local food trucks serving up some delicious snacks. Shop around some of the coolest pet-centric vendors. And watch some Pensacola's finest dog trainers and agility demonstrators. The demo ring. The event is free. But if you want to register your dog for any of the contests, it's $5. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. President Biden apparently was working out a secret deal with the Saudis to ease gas prices right before the midterm elections. And they apparently pulled out of that. And it's really upset the administration now. Russians are digging in to defend the key city of Kherson, according to Ukrainian forces. And Elon Musk visited Twitter today, visited Twitter headquarters, as the $44 billion deal is nearing completion on Friday. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. And Lakers are 0-3, not playing very good at all. In fact, there's an article on ESPN Plus today saying the Lakers might be the worst shooting team in NBA history. Youch. TNT has NHL hockey with the Rangers against the Islanders tonight at 6:30. Followed by the Tampa Bay Lightning against Anaheim right around 9 o'clock. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Well, we do have some slow traffic right now. This is going to be on Highway 90. As you're leaving Pensacola going towards Pace, we have construction on the causeway that's causing delays in the eastbound direction because eastbound only has one lane open. So just keep that in mind as you're approaching the Scenic Highway Davis intersection. That's where you'll start seeing those delays, as well as on I-10. If you are heading eastbound on I-10 right around Avalon Boulevard, it's going to be real congested as you're trying to get off at that exit. Just due to a lot of cars not using Highway 90 and taking I-10, it is slow moving there as well. Also have slow traffic on Pine Forest in both the north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. Again, that's Pine Forest. Other than that, we are checking in clear throughout 98 on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze is looking good, as well as 98 throughout Navarre, also checking in clear. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Mac Jones going back to being a starter for the Patriots against the Jets after they benched him in the loss to the Bears. Russell Wilson says he's ready to rock, hoping he can play for the Broncos against the Jaguars in London. You know, he has a hamstring injury. The Saints allegedly are going to start Andy Dalton even when Jameis Winston is healthy. So Jameis Winston was on the sidelines last week, but everybody assumed it's just because he wasn't 100%. He was there just in case Andy Dalton got hurt. But now they're saying he's the starter, which I gotta admit, I'm a little surprised. The Saints are not playing well at all. And so, in fact, there was a part of me that wondered if this past week, if they were going to try Taysom Hill back at, even though they say they moved on from him being quarterback, it seems like all their good highlights are when he's there. So I thought they might even be trying that. So, and until Jameis was better, but no, they said he's going to start this. He's going to keep starting. So, all right. Big kind of surprise right there for him. Then let's see here. Matt Ryan of the Colts says he was surprised and shocked over being benched. The Eagles are staying aggressive, making another trade with the Bears for the top pass rusher, Robert Quinn. So they're really making a big push to get to the Super Bowl now, as they are, they're the only team, I believe, that's undefeated. Yeah, they are the only team that's 6-0. Then we've got the Dallas Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, going to be out this week. Yankees are going to bring back Boone as their manager. Hal Steinbrenner saying he doesn't see a need for a change. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So we've had this documentary about the founding of the slave ship Clotilda that was discovered in the Mobile River. It is now on Netflix. You can check it out. It's called Descendant. And it's actually more about the people who settled in the area that is now known as Africatown over there in Mobile. And they had a premiere that happened this weekend at the Sanger Theater and Crescent Theaters over in the Mobile area. But here's the thing. I was reading this article on MyNBC15.com that basically starts bringing up, like, okay, so we've got this documentary about the last known slave ship. We know that the descendants of that slave ship live in what is now known as Africatown. And we know the damage done economically, environmentally, legally, etc., because of them coming from descendants of slaves. So let's talk reparations. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. So now they're talking about reparations of possibly for the descendants of the Clotilda. According to this civil rights attorney, what was his name? Carlos Finney. He says there's precedent because the Japanese internments were given reparations during World War II in the United States, and there's been some Native Americans who have received reparations. And of course, over in Germany, many of the Jews were given reparations after the Holocaust. And yeah, okay, that's the... But you know what? There's not precedent for reparations. 300 years later. Okay, it's not 300 years, but you know what I mean. Like, come on. Those reparations were like very closely after those events happened. They didn't happen way, way, way down the road. But you know what the other thing made me think about this? The whole talk about reparations and stuff. It reminds me of Nelson Mandela. When Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa, everybody thought, oh boy, here we go. That was what was expected. For, you know, years and years and years, black Africans were oppressed by white Africans. And when he became president, it was just assumed that now that he was in power, black Africans were going to be able to oppress white Africans. And instead, he said, no, I think we're going to need to forgive and move on. And that incident, even though there's still a lot of racism in Africa, by the way, even though there's still a lot there, that advanced them ahead decades is having a leader who just said, you know what, instead of reparations, instead of getting what was ours, instead of doing all these other things, just forgive what happened and let's move forward. And not oppress the opposite or not try to make good. It was like, let's just move forward now. And that's why every time I see these reparation conversations, it bothers me because it loses that the spirit of that. That was one of the greatest things about Nelson Mandela. He had a lot of flaws. Dude had a lot of flaws. One of the good things about him was that. And it helped advance their country decades further than what it could have been. It got a text here about reparations. Reparations could possibly be paid from the tribes that sold the slaves to the slave traders. Oh, yeah. It goes back to the whole thing of like, okay, who's to blame on this? Could it be the other African tribal leaders who kidnapped other African groups and sold them off in the first place? I mean, that's the thing. It just goes, it gets deep. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner, next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Slow moving traffic on Highway 90. This is if you're leaving Pensacola going towards Pace on the causeway. This is due to construction in the area. We only have one lane open in the eastbound direction. So again, if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect delays, as well as on I-10. If you're leaving Pensacola, going towards Avalon Boulevard, expect some slowdowns getting onto the exit, as we have a lot of cars getting off at that exit. So other than that, we're checking in clear. You're going to see some typical slow traffic on Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. Our delays on Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane have cleared up, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking good as well. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, have you ever worked with somebody who is difficult? Yeah, never mind. Our Florida man story of the day today. A Dollar General employee in Central Florida is accused of trying to poison his coworker. Police say they were called to the store north of Orlando this week to investigate. One of the workers said they had left a soda unattended while they went to the bathroom. They came back. It smelled like bleach. Apparently, Jeremy Ellis is facing charges. He was caught on camera pouring bleach into the man's soda. Ellis admitted to the crime, says the coworker was difficult to work with.
Okay. That's very strange. I'm just thinking, like, I haven't worked with people that difficult before. That's a little extreme. It's a little over the top right there. All right. Top stories on foxnews.com. Starting off with, the top story is President Biden. Biden was mocked for claiming extra cost of roomier airline seats is unfair to people of color. Say what? Yeah, his quote says, some airlines, if you want more than 6 inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. Oh, so, okay. So, yeah, you got a lot of people not very happy with these kinds of statements going on right there. The whole thing was he was trying to hit and tackle extra fee, like these junk fees, like he's talking about. Nowadays, though, I've noticed, you do have to pay more for a seat that has extra legroom, but they disclose it pretty good now. Like, you want this seat, you're going to have to pay more. I was like, oh, all right. But that's the top story on foxnews.com. Other top stories, voters weigh in on Fetterman's performance in a cutthroat debate. We're going to be playing the highlights of it coming up here at the beginning of next hour for you. And then Supreme Court has ruled on the football coach who was fired for praying on a high school field. Well, they ruled that he can get his job back. There you go. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. Shake Shack got its name. Don't have any Shake Shacks around here. I think the South Florida is the only place I've seen them. Shake Shack got its name from an amusement park attraction in Greece's dance scene. You're the one that I want. Colonel Sanders' first employee was a 16-year-old named Bill Samuels who worked as his chauffeur. Samuels went on to become CEO of Maker's Mark Bourbon because his parents were the founders of the company. The average car on the road is now a record 12.2 years old. That's right. People are holding on to their cars much longer as the cost of vehicles has skyrocketed over the years. Portland, Oregon has the most strip clubs per capita in the United States, one for every 11,300 or so residents. Tampa, Florida is second. I would have thought Dallas would have been number one for some reason. I don't know why. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.